USA Radio News.
Election officials, campaign operatives, and lawyers across Florida are gearing up for a massive recount in the Senate race and gubernatorial race. Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida on Fox News to discuss what's going on.
So this is a pattern of, at a minimum, incompetence, and it's embarrassing to the state. Voters deserve better. This is not even a partisan thing. This is a county that apparently cannot count votes, as well as a county that just got wiped out by a hurricane.
Republican Senator Jeff Flake and Democrat Senator Chris Coons plan to ask for a floor vote on legislation that would shield Special Counsel Robert Mueller from a firing when the Senate returns next week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that won't be necessary.
As you can imagine, we speak frequently. It's never been any indication that he wants to dismiss Mueller or the investigation. It's going to be allowed to finish.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been released from a hospital. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Justice Ginsburg released from a Washington, D.C. hospital on Friday morning. The 85-year-old Ginsburg had taken a fall in her office on Wednesday night and fractured 3 ribs. A statement from the Supreme Court says Ginsburg's doing well, but she'd be working from home for a while. She's been on the high court since 1993 and is the oldest sitting justice. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump signed a proclamation today revamping the policy on people seeking asylum in the United States. Moving forward, you'll have to go to a port of entry to make your claim for asylum. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell talked about working with the president on immigration.
We're certainly going to try to help the president achieve what he'd like to do with regard to the wall and border security. And that'll obviously have to be done on some kind of bipartisan, some kind of bipartisan discussion.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are in Paris for the weekend. One of the things they will be doing is taking part in a program celebrating the centennial anniversary of the cessation of hostilities in World War I. Before leaving the White House, the president addressed reports that the video of CNN's Jim Acosta touching a White House intern were doctored.
The tape video of Acosta? What are you talking about? All that was... Nobody manipulated it. Give me a break. See, that's just dishonest reporting. All that is a close-up. See, that is just dishonest reporting. I watched that. I heard that last night. They made it close-up. They showed it close-up. And he was not nice to that young woman. I don't hold him for that because it wasn't overly, you know, horrible. But it was. But all that was, when you say doctor, you're a dishonest guy. Because it wasn't doctored. They gave a close-up view. That's not doctoring.
The president was then asked about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I wish her well. She said something very inappropriate during the campaign, but she apologized for it. I wouldn't say she's exactly on my side, but I wish her well. I hope she gets better, and I hope she serves in the Supreme Court for many, many years.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1989 when East Germany opens the Berlin Wall, which allows travel from east to west Berlin. Do check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.